13 Days of Halloween is from Grim and Mild, Blumhouse, and iHeart 3D Audio. Headphones recommended. Listener discretion advised.
How is your head?
Still swimming. It comes in and out.
And the visions?
Every few steps, the sun goes dark, as if I'm looking at the world from underwater. And shadows, they seem to move around me. Large shadows, like clouds, like mountains are floating overhead. I can almost make out shapes, but someone is telling me something. We're trying.
You know, one of the side effects of the tincture that you were given by the pastor? Some call it hallucination.
What do you call it?
Just another way of seeing the world. There's more on heaven and earth and all.
I can almost...
Where are you going?
I can hear a voice.
A voice? And what is it saying?
I can't quite tell. It's...
Or a Smythe.
Names.
Names what names?
Flitsilver. Horace Smythe.
Jorgen Benson.
Jorgen Benson.
Ah, I see what's happening.
Sean Wayland.
Sean Wayland.
Uncas.
Uncas. Caroline Burgess. It's...
It's the well.
The well?
In front of you. Can't you see it, or...
Oh, yes. May I have a coin to throw in it?
Here, take this, but be very careful what you wish for.
It works. Throw it. Don't worry about a coin. You can throw a pebble, or a stick, or whatever you have in your pocket. Anything, really. People used to throw children down there. It's the same either way. There, watch. Like this. Can you hear it? Spooky, right? The sound it makes falling in is... Well, it's haunting. And I'll say it. You're not wrong. There aren't just coins at the bottom. I'm down there too. I'm not alone. Every year, someone else moves in, you could say. Whether they want to or not. And it's unfair. I was human, you know? I grew up in this town. I was down on my luck. A single mom when being a single mom made you an enemy of the moral crowd. Of course, this was a long, long time ago. But you know what they say about small towns? One century is the same as the next. If you could travel back in time to when I was alive, you'd think it was the modern day. Nothing has changed except maybe a few coats of paint. Still, this well would be there, whether 100 years ago or 1,000. And it works. You just need to be very careful what you wish for. And how. Take me, for example. I remember exactly how it happened. I was young, just finishing high school, my head full of books and stories, and boredom and loneliness. I worked at the town store. I would walk over here at lunchtime when the weather was nice. I never threw anything in. It felt silly, you know? Like leaving cookies out for Santa, or hiding a tooth beneath a pillow. High school was almost over, and it was time to put away childish things. But still, as I looked out at the endless, empty days ahead, my thoughts would drift. I'd find myself lost, staring out the window of the store in the direction of this old well. What harm could it do, I thought, to make a wish? It started as an errant thought, then the most inside of jokes. Something I shared only with myself. Until one day, I stood right where you are now and looked down deep into the well. I made a wish. I'd thought about this carefully. I wished, after days of deliberation, to never be alone. At first, I thought nothing happened. Just the plink of a coin against the stone. I looked around at the low gray sky. A raven stared at me, as though it knew I was a fool and a dime poorer for being so naive. The very next day, I met a traveling encyclopedia salesman. It's funny, I forget his name. Even his face has faded, as if someone rubbed a wet finger across a charcoal drawing. He rolled through, hopelessly lost on the back roads. When he stopped for supplies, his hand lingered on mine when I gave him his change. I swear, I could hear our heartbeats pumping in perfect, unrehearsed unison. There was an electricity to the air. I wanted to drown in his eyes, dark and deep as a well. The next thing you know, we've stolen away to a hayloft. Even now, I remember that sweet, damp smell of the hay decomposing gently beneath us. The gentle thrum of rain pattering along the roof of the barn. I thought he was my ticket out. That's how it was when you were young. That's how it is when you're young. I remember hearing radio shows about faraway places. Surely, he'd take me, right? After all, the well and I had a deal. But when this salesman traveled on, he did so in the dead of night. All I had left of him was a crumpled up receipt for Lucky Blue cigarettes and a ghost of drugstore aftershave. I wonder if he ever made it to the Pacific. I wonder how he died. But I'd gotten my wish. Just not the way I'd hoped. I was pregnant. I would never be alone again. But I was also ruined, unmarriageable, scraping by and living with my parents. For months, I was the talk of the town, a Jezebel, a low woman. I know what they said. I can hear them now through time, if I'd listen. They never tell you that, the religious and the psychics and all those other selling stories about the afterlife. They never tell you the dead hear everything. Each and every word the living said about them. Each whisper of condemnation. Each declaration of love. All of it. No wonder so many of us end up sticking around. And no wonder I ended up in the well. It's one person each year, when the stars are right. But it's never the mayor, or the members of what passes for high society in Dyerbrook. Drifters. Ruined women. Orphans. Out-of-towners. People like me. People like you. My disappearance was in the local paper. The headline read, "Tragic Death Marks End of Harvest." It's a short article, beneath the fold. News about the war took up most of the front page. It's funny, I can't remember which war. The last thing I can remember, the real me, is how tied up and painted with all those weird symbols on my face, I asked if I could see my kid one last time. Then up and over I went. The sounds of everyone chanting as my head hit the damp stones lining the well. Then, darkness. Why did they choose me? Did someone make a wish? Did I win some arcane dark lottery? Either way, down I went, just like all the countless others before me. Then, after a time, I found myself here, bound to the well. I'm not always here. I'm somewhere else sometimes. But every so often, a person like you happens along, and I'm drawn out, like water. Did you find it? A pebble? A stick? Some lint? A coin? Good. Hold it. Feel its contours against your hand, and the fat of your palm. Trust me, it works. It has always worked.
This wasn't always a well. Millions of years ago, all this valley was a long, low plain. A rock fell from the sky, drawing water from deep beneath the earth. Some of the first animals stumbling onto land found the evidence of its passage. A crater lined with remnants, dead things. They stood, or crawled, or slithered. Right where we are now. They looked over the edge, down into the darkness and the spring. And they fell. Ages passed. The land grew over the spring like a scar forming the valley. When the first people arrived, they could feel this, a pulse like an artery below the flesh of the soil, flowing from somewhere deeper still. Your ancestors dug into this ground and called what they found God. You can't see it now, but there was a place here before. A temple, a church, you could say, but not the kind you'd recognize. If you close your eyes, you can hear the wind through those ruins, how the shape of a place alters what comes after. The well, the wind, this place, it is like you, it is like me. It is wearing a face. Not its own. We are wearing a face. The voice you hear us speaking through now, she died in this well. The face you see in your mind when you close your eyes and listen to the wind, that's her. We remember her name when the wind whispers it into her ears. Down there, you can remember everything the well remembers. The dark winters long before her own, when certain people of this town made a covenant with the well, and the thing beneath it. A trade. Every so often, when the stars were right, a trade. A little wish for a wish, a little sacrifice for a heart's greatest desire. We'd take no one anyone would miss, of course. A drifter, or an orphan, or a single mother. There were never any missing posters, never stories on the mainland news, not even an article in the local newspaper. It's funny how they forget those on the edges of their society. But we don't. We know the feeling of desire, and all we require is someone to take care of. What's stopping you? Why the hesitation? Are you scared? Don't worry. Our wishes don't count. We're already in here. We, the dead, can only make the same wish over and over again. But you can make a new one. You can set us free. It's okay if it doesn't happen right away. That's the thing about wishes. There's no time limit. You wish, you wait, you walk, you move on. Further and further away from the version of you that made the wish. You change, trade one piece of you for another, over and over again until you have become something different. And your wish, when it arrives from the chasm of the distant past, that wish, up close, it can feel a lot like a curse. You're not supposed to tell people what you wish for. That's one of the rules. But we've always thought that rule was for the living. Here, come closer. Would you like to know what we wish for? We, behind all the faces you will meet, we wish for you. Over and over. Again, we have wished for you. You can free us, all of us down here. What are we? What are you freeing, you mean? Never mind that. There's no time. Listen, can you hear them? The festival is upon us. The stars and the darkness between the stars aligned. They know you are here. They're coming. We can save you. Throw in your coin and say the words. Free us, and we will have our covenant.
Now! Do it now! Free us? Or you will spend eternity down there, another face we wear in the darkness. Yes! Plan over. That's it.
Now that's enough. That's enough of that.
What happened?
I'll take that coin back, thank you.
What happened?
You met an unfriendly spirit. Not one of the Father in the Seas, adjacent to the Father, but not of him.
I could feel its need.
Well, its need is none of our business, is it? Come. The doctor should be back by now. We can take a shortcut back past the schoolyard.
Okay.
Are you all right?
Yes. I'm just shaken.
Well, my darling, stiff upper lip, hmm? There's so much more ahead.
Tomorrow on 13 Days of Halloween, the schoolhouse.
Eventually, over the waves, I heard my name called. I awoke to the Gustav twins bursting into the classroom. With hysterical glee, they urged me from the desk and led me towards the playground. Their identical smiles radiant, yet their faces flushed and still wet with tears. They wouldn't explain themselves, and I was still too discombobulated to protest. Once outside, I saw them, the other children, all kneeling in a circle in the center of the kickball field. And their bodies swayed to the tempo of their chant.
The Kraken Angel wakes deep in the places the light can't reach. The Kraken Angel wakes far, far. There where the ocean meets the stars.
Thirteen Days of Halloween, The Wishing Well, starring Kathy Najimy, Bethany Ann Lind, and Claire Bronson. Written by Ben Bolin, with additional material by Nicholas Tikoski. Sound design and mixing by Miranda Hawkins. Engineering by Violet Furton, Dubway Studios, New York. Casting by Jessica Luza. Created by Matt Frederick and Alex Williams, with executive producer Aaron Mankey. A production of iHeartRadio, Grim and Mild, and Blumhouse Television.